Well, if it sounds as though I'm standing in the middle of the Niagara Falls, it's because I sort of am. I'm in this most extraordinary hotel, the Gaylord Hotel, in the middle of Nashville, Tennessee, which is absolutely massive. It's a massive hotel, and in the center of which it has this sort of water feature with what seems like hundreds of different fountains and a sort of pond with boats floating in it and huge 60-foot palm trees. I've never been anywhere quite as actually ugly as this, or quite as kitsch, or quite in such bad taste. It's here that the very first national convention of the Tea Party movement is being held, where right-wingers from all over America, I've been talking to those from Arizona, Louisiana, Georgia, have descended for a nationwide meeting to discuss how they want to and how they're going to go about unseating Barack Obama and ending what they believe is the socialist and communist conspiracy that he is leading.
She's the kind of leader this country's gonna need to undo all the damage this administration leaves.
I'm with Tim Peake and Kathy Boatman. Tim, you're wearing a shirt made out of the stars and stripes. And Kathy, you have a scarf, which has similarly got the stars and stripes on it. So, obviously, you're patriots. Where do you come from?
I come from Apache Junction, Arizona.
Wow, that's a long way away.
It's quite a ways, yes it is.
And yourself, sir?
I'm from Gilbert, Arizona.
Okay, so this is quite a commitment to come all this way to this convention. Tell us why you're here.
Very concerned for my country, and I want to bring back constitutional adherence and fiscal and personal responsibility and a limited government rather than an all-powerful government. I think you know that we broke away from an all-powerful government many, many years ago, and we want to bring back some of that common sense that founded America.
And Tim, why do you think that common sense has gone? Why are you anxious about this?
Apathy. Predominantly apathy. I think the majority of our country's people have just become apathetic about things. They've been so involved in trying to make ends meet and so on that they've just kind of lost contact with our political system and what it's all about.
What are you hoping to achieve these next couple of days?
While I'm here, of course, I'm wanting to learn a lot about how to kind of help organize this, the Tea Party movement itself. The thing that impresses me most about it is that it's not attached to a party, the two-party system. It's basically the objective is to repopulate the GOP with...
GOP being the Republican Party.
Yeah, the Grand Old Party, Republican Party, right. Is to repopulate it with true conservatives, people who... The definition of a conservative is to conserve the principles found in our original Constitution.
And do you think in the last few years the Republicans have not been true to that?
I think it's been more than the last few years, but yes.
In what ways? What have they done wrong?
Well, they've allowed the government to grow and take away our constitutional rights and freedoms. And I think it's, to most Americans, I think it's obvious. You know, I think it's time for the silent majority to kind of stand up and start speaking. And I think the Tea Party movement is a direct result of those people that have found a venue in which they can speak and gather with others of like-minded people.
How much time would you say, guessing, you devote to the Tea Party movement as a volunteer?
Well, lately I've probably been doing 60 hours a week.
60 hours a week as a volunteer?
60 hours a week as a volunteer. I lost my job in August, a job I had had for 6 years. It was due to the economy.
What was your job?
I worked as a project administrator with an audiovisual company. And business got slow, and I got laid off.
Jack Smith, you're a delegate here to the convention. Tell me where you're from.
From LJ, Georgia. It's north of Atlanta. We're the apple capital of the state of Georgia.
And you have a T-shirt on that says... Well, it's a picture of a teapot, or a kettle rather, and it says, "Let's keep the pot boiling. We are teed, taxed enough already." Explain to us why you're wearing this T-shirt.
Well, we want to let everybody know that we see that the Tea Party movement is in favor of reduced taxes and reduced spending. We want to return to a constitutional conservative government.
Okay, so why are you so sort of fired up at the moment about the way the country is going?
Well, because I'm afraid that my country's in jeopardy. Our forefathers developed and wrote a constitution that guaranteed individual rights and state rights. We are not to be controlled by a federal government.
And why now, though?
Well, because it's come to the forefront. Since World War II, we trusted our government. We sort of didn't keep our eye on them like we should have, and we didn't watch what they were doing. And now we realize we're in a dilemma, and our freedoms are being eroded. Me, along with some others, feel that because of the cover-up of the documentation of education, birth, and other things, that perhaps we have elected somebody to an office that may not be a legal American citizen under our Constitution.
Okay, so you're referring to Barack Obama.
I'm concerned that my president is unwilling to openly display all of the records pertaining to his education and to his birth. I don't think that he is listening to his people. I think the vast majority of Americans believe that we're going in the wrong direction, that the legislation being pushed is more socialist than it is capitalist. We have a capitalist society. We want to preserve that. We feel that that has been a great thing for the world because so much good has happened in this great capitalistic society that we have enjoyed for over 200 years.
I'm talking to Jim Lynn from Louisiana. Now, Jim, I have to just explain to people what you're wearing. You've got a white wig on. You've got some sort of very small glasses, a blue jacket, gaiters, a waistcoat, and a sort of cravat. And it's sort of the dress of someone from the 18th century, 17th century?
Correct, 18th century.
So why are you wearing this?
I like to get in costume for to come to the Tea Party movement, and it helps me to talk about the cause which I'm promoting, which is GO, stands for Get Out of Our House. It's a nonpartisan plan to evict all the career politicians in the House of Representatives.
Okay, so GO, you're trying to evict whom exactly?
All career politicians in the House of Representatives.
But isn't that every single one of them?
All 435 of them, yes, sir.
Wow, and then what happens? Then you've got no one running the government.
We put citizen representatives in their place.
I've just dragged out to the convention hall Debbie Keats from Danville in Virginia. She's very keen to get back to listen to the Tea Party country and Western music. So I won't keep you long, but tell me, you're from a group called Team Sarah. I imagine that's a reference to Sarah Palin, am I right?
Yes, it is. It is a reference to Team Sarah. We were started right after John McCain announced her as his vice presidential candidate. We have almost 76,000 members now. The majority of them are very active on the site.
And what do you believe in?
We are very pro-life. We believe in a small government. We believe in putting God back in our country and that we need to get our house in order.
And you believe in Sarah Palin, presumably?
Oh, most definitely.
What, for president in 2012? Or?
Well, that would be nice, but really more than anything, we believe in her values and what she stands for and how she is a true conservative, because that's what we are.
Do you think there are many of like her in the Republican Party?
I think there's starting to be a lot more that are realizing that this movement is serious. And we're finding more and more people are saying, whoa, and getting on board.
Sarah Palin, the change you won't regret.
So Sarah Palin, obviously very popular here tonight among the crowd at the Gaylord Hotel in Nashville at the very first National Tea Party Convention. She'll be the keynote speaker here on Saturday night, and she'll wrap up what could be a very seminal event in American politics.